Marina Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
I woke up with a musical sore the other day. I'm going to put cream on it.
Lindsay.
Wow.
Why would you?
Wow, that was.
Shut up.
That was amazing.
Thank you, Sam Simmons.
And in before that, as usual, polarising audiences around the nation, Girl Talk.
And lawyers as well.
And lawyers do. Set it off from Girl Talk, 17 to 9. Yes, how are you, Sam?
Very good. I was egged once upon a time.
Were you?
I've actually been egged and calamari'd.
I'd rather be calamari than egged.
No, you wouldn't. It was rotten calamari. It was like someone's leftover bait, and it was in Newtown, of all places, in Sydney, which is kind of urban.
Good for fishing, Newtown.
Yeah, well, there you go. Maybe they were fishing for me. I've got no idea. But, got slapped in the back of the head with a bit of rotten calamari.
Why? What did you say?
I didn't do anything. I didn't, I don't know, I wasn't paying out a tradesman. What do they do? They egged a tradesman.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty brave thing to do. Tradies are pretty tough.
Yeah, they are.
Unless it was like a French polisher. less of a masculine trade. Throw an egg at him.
That's a bit harsh.
No, that is one of the least masculine trades, Sam. You're right. You're absolutely correct.
It's been a big week across the nation, and with big weeks comes big problems. Mm. And people have been writing in their problems to you, Sam Simmons, hoping that you might be able to solve some of their problems for them.
No, these are real. These are real problems as well, which is there's a forum open. So get on there and leave your problems, and I'll solve them.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to some of them now.
Do you have problems?
Yes.
Problems in the world. Problems in your life.
Oh.
Hey, man, problems is a word, man. Let Sam Simmons help you with your problems. Problems.
So this is from Spooked in Alice Springs. Dear Sam, I was walking down to my local milk bar the other morning when I saw a middle-aged man flying a kite alone. I really didn't like it. I mean, he was a fully grown, bald man flying a kite. Am I some kind of adult killjoy? But I think it's creepy. Signed, Spooked in Alice Springs.
I have to say, I completely agree. I think it's really creepy. It's like it's like watching Robbie Buck eat a soft serve.
Hang on a second.
Hundreds of thousands on it, or maybe even Richard Kingsmill wearing a pair of Spider-Man undies. It's not right.
No,
it's just
right.
Not right.
Actually, you're right. That is spooky.
What really spooky.
Yeah. Okay, this one comes from Badgerer. Dear Sam, I write on behalf of my next-door neighbour. He's a grumpy old man with no friends, but one son who doesn't like him very much. That's the man, not the son. His dog disappeared a few months ago, but I often still hear barking. Also, there are poos on the back lawn. Yesterday, I threw him a biscuit, but sometimes he wears no pants. What the F, signed Badgerer.
Exactly. That's what that's on the forum. Go in there and have a look. Mm. Dear Badgerer, look, you know, I don't know what any of that means, but hey, good luck. Mm. Good luck is all I can say there. Good luck. Maybe go get yourself a career. I've got no idea. A trade.
What, French polisher?
Calligraphy. Well, calligraphy, that's a trade, isn't it?
No, that's an art.
You wear tiny shorts and wear a tool belt? You wouldn't. You'd have a feather in your satchel.
We've still got it. We've got a couple more problems to solve this morning, Sam. Don't go anywhere.
A few more feathers in our satchel.
I love Yo Gabba Gabba, by the way.
Yeah, aren't they great?
If you miss Yo Gabba Gabba, they'll be up very soon. There's a little video
on the website
of DJ Lance Rock reading the weather.
This is your feature album this week, Passion Pit, from Manners, Eyes as Candles. From your feature record this week, that is Passion Pit, Eyes as Candles. Sam Simmons is in this morning and there are problems to be solved.
Do you have problems?
Problems in the world, problems in your life, problems is a word, man.
Let Sam Simmons help you with your problems. Problems.
Problems.
This problem comes from Garth Sanderson in Dapto this morning. Garth writes, Dear Sam, I was late for work this morning. I told my boss that I had stopped to help birth a newborn calf. This isn't true at all, and I'm worried I'll get caught out eventually. Can you give me any suggestions for new excuses to use? Garth Sanderson, Dapto.
I think birthing a newborn calf's perfectly serviceable.
Yeah, I know, but it's completely unbelievable. Mm. I like how he used his full name as well. Mm. Okay, well, why not tell your boss that you woke up this morning but your legs were still asleep, so you had to drag yourself to work by your fingernails? To add to the realism, why not bloody your knees with a Parmesan grater to add to the effect? Or maybe say that on the way to work you ran over a rare endangered boy and you were forced to stop and leave a note. Of course, My dad touched me wrong as a boy also works a treat for any occasion. Good luck, Garth.
Hope that really helps, Garth. Final one for you this morning, Sam. This is from Sad Man in Chernside Park. Dear Sam, I can't find my cat anywhere. I've exhausted every avenue. I even rang the council and put flyers up on electricity poles in my local area. Signed, Sad Man, Chernside Park.
Okay, well, Sad Man from Chernside Park, why not try this? Here, puss! Here, puss! Even if you don't find your cat, another cat will eventually come along. So just take that cat home with you, but make sure you give it a terrific name like Garth or Vivian. Or my personal fave, Dr. Noodles. Good luck, Sad Man.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Stop it, you're driving cats all over the country mad.
If you've got a problem for Sam, go to our forum.
Leave it, and Sam will be back next week with problems. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.